Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, Matt Aglad, Inner Sight Around the World, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And I'm sure a lot of people are mad over this business with the governor here in New York State. The story broke on Thursday, I believe. And it's really horrible that the agencies that are supposed to help people, I haven't heard of one coming forward to say, hey, we're going to do something about this. You know, we're going to establish a private fund. We're going to start that Volunteer Plus that Inner Sight talks about that they want to do, you know. Probably their board of directors, because, you know, they'd have to go and have a board meeting and all that, you know. So they'd probably vote it down. And if they get money from the state, you know, the state would find an excuse to close them down. So they really cannot help people.
That became very apparent.
When you analyze the whole thing.
Very apparent to me today. After I had a little bit of I would say heated discussion with the two of them before you came on, the two people that we were asking questions to today. I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, unless you want to, you know, get more in detail about it.
Well,
but
there's a lot of agency. I don't want to single out one. There's a lot of them.
No, I'm not. Yeah, no. They receive money from. Yeah.
Do anything because they get a grant.
Right.
You see, and this is how the state and the federal government controls the whole thing. They have to stick to what the grant says.
Yeah.
You know, that they're supposed to do. Well, that's not always the way to help somebody, though.
Right.
See? That's why your hands are tied when you're getting that money from the feds or the state. So all the agencies are like that. You know, to single out one, I'm not going to single out one, especially when I have a good friend over there and she helped
she helped
save
you out
me.
Good.
You know, I'll never go against her.
Oh, neither would I.
But there's no point of it anyway because all the agencies operate like that. Now, what about look at all these independent living centers who are supposed to help these people get out?
That's right.
You know? Where are they? Look at how the governor made a fool out of all of them.
That's
he really
right.
did.
Yeah.
You know, and he's sitting up there. Oh, what are you going to do about it? You know, I'll cut your money off. You know, that's the atmosphere. I mean, he's not going to come out and say that, but that's the general atmosphere that prevails. You know, because they control the money. So the only way to solve the damn thing is to get someone out there who is not partial to the state, not controlled by the state or the federal government, who wants to put up the money, you know, do it as a pilot, whatever way you want to do it. And help us start. There's a real need, and we're going to try to get a petition up. Amend the petition, the nursing home petition.
We have to.
To let people know. We've written. We did the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You can see our letter up there. We're sending a copy to the. The letter that we did with Joe Biden. Send that to the Washington Post and to the Associated Press. You know, people need to write about these things, and they need to support and help Inner Sight. If we're the only agency and we're official, we're legal and all that, just like everybody else. If we're the only ones that want to establish this idea of volunteers plus, then let it be. You know, I'm not afraid to stand alone, but I guarantee you that if we ever start this, other people, other agencies will help.
Mm.
You know, they're gonna help at the risk of losing their funding. They may
That's
still.
Right.
All right, Inner Sight, Matt, are glad, and I'm so glad for my dog, especially with all this snow. You know, she's a she's a real snow dog. She knows how to maneuver around things, you know. Anyway, Big East, Takeda Rescue, one of our happy sponsors, and 609-388-7004 on the Big East. You want to give them a call, you want to adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So, you want to help a good group? There it is, right there, the Big East Akita Rescue. I'll vouch for them any day of the week.
Oh, yeah.
All right, around the world, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children, take care of them, watch over them. Go an extra mile for a child. And we remind you of that. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the others that we remember. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight around the world, and let's see, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, some of the people who have helped us in the past, and people still talk about that every once in a while. I meet somebody, talks about the service dog wedding we did.
No, yeah.
A few years back.
Yeah, they still talk about it, too.
All right, Inner Sight around the world, Kennedy Realty.
Sorry.
Another friend.
Sorry.
What is
that?
An animal?
That's a little girl saying good morning.
Good morning. It's nighttime.
Good morning. I know. I'm like, I went to BLI's website to see if our we have them as one of our followers. They started becoming one of our followers. So I went to their website to see if they have that post that we had on there. And then all of a sudden, this little girl came on my screen. I must say it's something.
Oh, the one we sent to on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, through Senator Boyle.
Yep.
All right. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good information. Kennedy, a good friend of Inner Sight, give him a call. Tell him you heard about it right here on Inner Sight Live.
We got advertising for free, by the way, Frank. I'd like to thank change.org. Actually,
change.org.
Yeah, they gave them. I'm just looking at it right now, and as a result of that free advertising, we got 126 more people signing our petition. Thank you.
Who gave us free advertising? Change?
Change.org.
Oh, why'd they do that?
I don't know. It was a free promotion. It says, your free promotion finished. We showed your petition to 625 extra people on change.org. That's $25 advertising for free. 126 people signed as a result. And I only did that in 2 hours' time. That's awesome.
So what's the total on that petition?
76,301.
76,301.
Yes, sir.
All right. We want 80,000. Where's the 80,000?
I'd like to get more than that, by the way.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the next goal, would be 80,000.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, yeah. Kennedy Realty, and Nobody Starves on Long Island, another good friend. Talk with Gary on that. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and medical. So you dial them up at 631-484-3085. All right. Let's see.
Oh, by the
way,
we have another interesting thing that people are doing. I didn't know this until right now. People also are adding a little bit of money to advertise our petition. I just noticed this.
Adding money to advertise?
Yeah, I liked their promoters. And as of now, we have 588 contributions to promoting our petition.
Oh, really?
Yep. I just saw it.
All right.
Yeah,
so we may
they
get
have
some
anonymous people. Yeah, we get some anonymous people. One $20, one $5, another anonymous $25, another one $10, and some we have the names of them. I was trying to
but
see if I
can get. But that
doesn't
go to Inner Sight. That goes to advertise the petition, right?
Yes, it does.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you. It's right.
Let's see. Where was I? I want to thank my buddy Jimmy the Poet, who we had him on the show a while back, and another Jimmy Ryan, who his wife finally got the kidney transplant. So,
oh, how's she doing?
I gotta believe we helped a little bit. We had her on the show too.
Yeah.
A while back. So Inner Sight tries to make a difference. You know?
Yeah, we do.
And all we want is freedom and rights for people. By the way, today on the calendar, if you have it, is National Freedom Day.
Oh, you have
February
you found 1st. Out what it was today?
National Freedom Day.
National Freedom Day? Oh, okay.
Give us all the same freedom. You know, give us the enforcement that we need. You know. And I think in honor of National Freedom Day, before the governor resigns, notice I still am for that. Before Mr. Cuomo resigns,
and I know what you meant.
Let him liberate thousands and thousands from the nursing homes.
That would be nice.
You know? Put them in their own apartment. Give them the help they need to make up for the lie, and I'm going to call it a lie, that he put out there, and you know, the number of people who passed away. I think that's a horrible, horrible, to make up for that. You know, make amends, you know. Free people from the nursing home, give them their own apartment, create some enforcement in New York State that every dwelling must be accessible.
Oh, yeah.
It would create a lot of jobs.
Sure would.
So.
Sure would.
That would be a glad for us.
Oh, yeah.
Inner Sight right here. All right, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in, you got something you're mad about or glad about. I don't think too many people are glad about all the snow.
No.
Well, except those who make money with it.
Yeah.
You got a lot of plow guys out there. People.
Oh, some kid we know is going to be doing hours. And we're just going to, give him a few bucks and, help him out. You know, and he's going to plow the whole thing first because Chris's plow broke.
Oh.
It's 10 years old, well. We're going to
try
and get it fixed.
You better get his parents permission to do that. So young.
He's not that young. I mean, but, you know, we call him a kid. He's a teenager.
Oh, I thought you said he was 10 years old.
Oh, no. The snowblower is.
Oh, the snowblower. You see, you got to be very specific. You're on radio all over the world.
I did say that. Or maybe he didn't hear me. I don't know.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. Inner sight.
Inner
sight heard you, I guess.
Let's see. Anybody on?
Able News, while you're at it. Do the Able News.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Yeah, maybe we can get them to promote the change people to promote the nursing home petition if we doctor it up the right way. We gotta fix that up.
Yeah,
In the meantime,
I think this was just like, oh, I'm sorry, continue.
What?
I think this was because a certain number of people maybe had purchased. I don't know.
I don't know.
And
then
they gave us the extra amount. I don't know. I have to find out.
Well, in any event, we need more names on that nursing home petition, but we've got to rev it up
entirely.
A little bit.
Yeah, and build it up. And I have those pictures that you wanted me to, you know. I have those pictures.
Pictures are always good.
Yeah, I know.
All right. 213-816-1650. You want to phone in? Anybody on the line?
Yes, we have our friend Maureen, our nursing home advocate.
All right.
Here she comes.
All right. Live
I'm
going to
call
Queens
her our freedom advocate instead.
That's a better name. That's so much better. That's
yeah.
For sure. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hey.
How you doing, sweetheart?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Frank.
Hi.
Oh.
I just had,
just
how you doing? And he said, hey.
Oh. I heard what you had said, Suzanne. I didn't hear what Frank had said. Well, tomorrow, you know, is Groundhog's Day, and if that, I don't even know if he's coming out. If he's wearing a mask, the groundhog, when he comes out, that's going to be the end, really.
The end of times.
Yeah. I don't think he'll be coming out anyway. If
no,
he's smart,
he doesn't need one. He'll be out.
He don't need one. The animals don't need one.
No,
it's just
right?
Us stupid humans.
Oh, yeah,
they
remember
know.
That? Who did he bite that time, Bloomberg or de Blasio? Who did he bite that time? I forget which one. The mayor, de Blasio
was,
or Bloomberg?
I don't know if it was Punxsutawney Phil or the Staten Island.
No, it was Staten Island
something.
Chuck.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
I didn't know that the groundhog bit somebody. When did that happen?
Yeah, he bit the mayor. I forget if it was de Blasio or Bloomberg. About
probably
6 years ago, it must have been de Blasio.
Wait a minute, hold it, Maureen.
Yeah.
Let Maureen answer the question. When did the groundhog bite somebody?
About 6-7 years ago, I guess now.
That
he
long
bit
ago?
One of the mayors who took him out of his, little area where
Gave.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's the first I ever heard of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Well, anyway, I called my mom today because, you know, her phone stopped working Saturday, and I called her this morning, and they had fixed it, so I got to talk to her for a couple minutes, and she was very tired, so I said, okay, it was a little earlier than I usually do, but so anyway, then I called again. Same thing, wasn't working a few times, so they finally fixed it. They said it had to be reset.
Wow.
So then I called a couple times, and she was very tired. She was coughing a little bit. She said she hadn't gotten out of bed today. So,
I don't like that.
I mean, what the heck is there to do? My friend was going to go. She was in her pajamas. She was going to go change to another pair of pajamas and go to sleep. I mean, it's so darn boring. I'm sitting here this whole past week in a kitchen. I just can't take it anymore. Everywhere I go, nothing works out with the housing. And she's asking, when can she come home? When am I coming? I can't take it much more, honestly. You know, I want to see if I can get in touch. Of course, I don't have a computer. You know, that lady who's on Fox News who gives the weather, I don't really know her, but I've heard her on the radio. They've had her on as a guest. She wants to have Cuomo prosecuted because her in-laws both died in two separate nursing homes.
That's
and
horrible.
She wants to have him prosecuted. So
what's her name?
She may end up... I'm sorry?
What's her name?
Janice Dean. I'm not sure. Dean.
Dean, the last name with D.
Yes. And she's on. She gets the weather. I don't watch it, of course, because I don't have a TV up.
Janet
on a Fox
Dean.
In the morning. Yes. I don't know if it's Janet or Janice. It might be Janet. I'm not sure. But she's been on, you know, fighting for this because both of her in-laws died.
Oh, that's horrible.
You know? So,
maybe
I'd
we
like
should
to,
hook up with her.
I'm sorry?
Maybe we should hook up with her.
Yeah, she
somehow.
Might be able to have some influence or some knowledge of what to do or, you know,
yeah.
Because...
she might be able to help us raise the money for this Volunteer Plus.
That too.
So you got to tell these people exactly what you want them to do. You can't, you know, hem and haw with them because you're going to lose them. You got to be very specific.
This is why I wish I had a computer because I could be doing a lot of this stuff instead of sitting for weeks on end in the kitchen like a prisoner of war in solitary confinement. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Or a prisoner, not in of war, but a prisoner. And so, I mean, I sit here. I could be looking up all this stuff, but I don't have. I don't have a smartphone. I don't have a computer. You know,
Call Fox and see if you can get her email.
I didn't hear.
Call Fox and see if I can get her email. All right.
Tell them you're from Inner Sight. Make sure you know. You gotta tell them you're from an organization.
Right.
And we have an idea how to help people in the nursing home. We'd like to share it with her.
Okay.
If they'll give you her email.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. I'll call tomorrow.
Give me the email, and I'll try to contact her too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I mean there's so much out there I'm just missing out on. I could be doing this stuff, you know? My food stamp thing is messed up again, so that means I have to take a trip to Alice's again and see if it doesn't go on, see what it's about. I mean, you know, I'm really missing out on a lot of stuff that I could be doing.
When is this woman on, in the morning?
Yes, I'm not sure what time, because like I say, I've only heard her interviewed on the radio. I don't get to watch her myself, you know?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh,
what's her name again? I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry, Susan?
What is her name?
Oh, it's either Janet or Janice. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Dean.
Oh, I know her. Okay.
Yeah,
last name is Dean,
case,
right?
Yeah, I know her.
She
does
the weather, right? You've seen her?
Yeah. Very good.
Have you come? I'm sorry?
Yeah, she's very good.
Maureen,
yeah,
do you want
to
speak
might
a
be
phone?
Able to help us.
Sorry, Frank?
Maureen?
I didn't hear what Frank said.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, it shouldn't be. Let me see.
But you sound very low.
Yeah, I barely could hear her.
Get closer to the phone.
Is that any better?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's because of the weather. I don't know. I had it all.
No, no, that's better. You got to keep your mouth right up to the phone on these phones because they're not.
Oh, all right.
They're not boom microphones, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but she's been on a lot. I think she was the one involved in having that mock funeral. I think I'm pretty sure she was involved in that too, where she ripped up his book and do it in there. You know they. Yeah, they had funeral, you know, people that had lost their loved ones in the nursing homes and all back a few months ago.
Yeah.
You know, so,
I'll try to call Fox tomorrow, see if I can find her.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah, you know, have you seen come across anything, Suzanne, that she's done? You know who she is, though, right? You've
I know
seen
who
her
she
on
is,
the weather?
I just don't, I know who she is, I've seen her. But I haven't concentrated on what she's done.
Yeah, she's very, you know, involved in because they both died in two separate
That's horrible.
Homes, you know?
That's horrible.
Yeah. And
the
city council person was on. It was on Wins the other day. No, not Wins, CBS. I'm sorry, Wins doesn't have much. CBS, somebody in Dry Harbor died because they didn't give them the vaccine. And it's been in the New York Post. And it's just horrible. I just, you know.
I
just get a little upset when I hear these things, you know, and I don't know, and so.
I think you should do what I've been doing, avoiding the television.
Yeah, that's
seriously,
what I'm going to have to do
the
because.
Radio for a little bit.
Yeah.
Do something else, you know, and give yourself just a little time to see the news quickly, and then that's it. That's what I've been doing.
I really have it on because, you know, when I'm by myself, especially, I like to have, you know, a voice going, you know what I mean? So not so lonely, you know? But it is getting to be too much, the whole politics and the virus and the vaccines, and it's just getting to be way too much, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're saying.
Really, yeah, you know, and so I don't know. I'm just... I just want to get out and just live for the time we have, you know.
Yeah,
it's just been the worst, you know. But so I mean, she might be able to do something or look into something, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if we can contact this Janet and see if she'll, you know, maybe she'll help. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know. Well, anything.
See what you think of the idea.
Anything's worth a shot, you know?
Right.
Anything is worth
anything.
I have tried, like, I have been trying everything, you know? And everything I try, it just, it's like hitting into a brick wall, you know? You don't hear back from people, or this one, or you leave messages, and nobody, it's just, you know, it's just horrible. Horrible.
I know what the pain is, and I know. Like today, I experienced it, and I wanted to, you know, go through the phone and give somebody, you know, shake somebody and say, hey, don't you understand?
Exactly.
But I know I couldn't do that, you know, and that frustrated me and it made me upset. But what am I going to do? I can't do anything that it will frustrate me, make me sick. So
you know, it's a mad for me. The politicians don't get the message.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they never get it. Here's a message. A man who's a governor lies about people dying, you know. You have an idea. Innersight has an idea how to get people out and keep them out, you know.
Yeah.
And they just don't get it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, that's because
either they don't give a damn, or they don't want
to
have anything to do with it, or they just want to, you know, they're only interested in their own interest.
That's right.
You know, any number of reasons why they don't get it, but they don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what the hell does it take to wake these people up? People have died. The man who was supposed to protect them lied, obviously. You know, it probably never be proven or nothing will ever be done about it legally. But the point is, as to quote Phil Boyle, He's been wounded politically, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He deserves it.
Oh, yeah, because he was going to run for
president. Why don't these politicians wake up and do something about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he definitely wanted to run for president, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to think that they're going to improve the nursing homes, that's not going to work. Because if they're going to do that, the first thing they got to do is make sure that the nursing home doesn't take the money away from all these people. How are you going to manipulate? How are you going to work without money? How are you going to get a place without money?
This whole thing is about money. A lot of this is about money, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of it's about money, you know, and
They'll tell you, oh, this program. Yeah, well, these damn programs don't work.
No,
we
they
got
don't.
Proof of that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm still waiting again to hear from the one for my mom to get around. Haven't heard again. So, you know, this has to be, these places should be shut down. They don't do any good. They're just a waste of money. And they just don't do any good for people.
Convert it into apartments or even condominiums for people to buy, you know.
Right.
And then they have now a little place that they, you know, could call their own. And now they have the aid to come in, like we've been talking about, Volunteer Plus, and start our damn program, for God's sakes, and just get this over with. I just can't stand the fact that, you know, people are, you know, don't have freedom to go about their own will. And the more you keep somebody in a protected, I would call, as they would say it, you know, protected, in quotes, I'm going to say it, environment,
right.
You're not really giving them any freedom. You know?
I mean, my mom was there today in bed all day. I mean, it's boring enough. I can get up and go from room to room and do what I have to do.
Yeah.
She just laid there watching that mindless spook tube.
Thousands of others, maybe millions of others.
My mom, please.
Right. So, I mean, naturally she's going to be tired. And what's there to do? It's boredom.
Right.
You know? I mean, lots of days anymore, I don't even want to get up out of bed because you get up to the same damn everything, the same, you know?
Same. Yeah. I don't blame.
Anyway, listen, we're gonna move on. But Maureen, call Fox and see if they'll give you her email, and I'll call too. I'll try to get somebody in the newsroom, you know.
All right. Okay. All right. I'll call.
Good luck.
I'll get the number from
Great Call. Make sure you tell them why you want it. Tell them your mother's in a nursing home and you're afraid she's going to die, and you have an organization, Inner Sight. You know, build it up. You got to build it up.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to do something about it, and we'd like to you know, we have an idea how to help.
Right.
You know, and we'd like to see what she thinks of it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You know, you can tell her that Cuomo has failed the people miserably.
Yeah. She knows that. She knows that.
She knows she's
failed people terribly. She knows all about him. So,
well, let's see if we can communicate with her.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a way to get this thing off the ground.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she's personally been involved. Her in-laws died. So.
That's so terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So
all right.
Terrible.
Let me know what happens, and I'll try to call too.
Okay. All right. Good night.
All right. Inner Sight. Around the world, 213-816-1650. As a matter of fact, we should all call.
Yeah, we should.
Sure.
I don't know the number, but you could help me with that.
It's Fox News.
Oh.
I don't know. They have a... They're located on the Upper East Side. I know where they are. But
Upper
I don't know
East
that,
Side.
You know...
Fox, the news desk or what?
Yeah. She does the weather. She's affiliated with the news. That's where they do the weather out of the newsroom. See if we can get. See if we can get her email. We could drop her an email.
All right. If you want to contact me after the show, I'm not sleeping right away. I could probably pop that email over.
Well, we can't. Well, I don't know. We're not going to reach it tonight, but.
All right. So you want to do it tomorrow when you first wake up?
We could try.
We could do it too. Yeah. All right.
All right. Inner sight around the world. And Monday, mad or glad? What are you mad about? What are you glad about? A lot of stuff going on. I hear that 10 senators got together and went to Biden, and they want to reduce the stimulus already. You know, I mean, these people talk about Trump. You know, it was the same thing.
Yes, it is.
Same damn thing. They're no better than Trump. They're no worse.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see what's going to happen. But the Democrats, according to NBC, anyway, have put together the stimulus package, and they're working on passing it. So
yeah.
The word is they may not need the Republicans to pass it.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see what happens.
The majority. I heard it.
Yeah. Just pass the damn thing and give us the help.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night open mic, Wednesday. Oh, we don't have subjects for this week, do we? Wednesday.
No, we don't.
Wednesday, Thursday.
I'm waiting for you to say that. We don't. we ran out.
We
have some ones that you're like, oh, we still have to get in touch with this person or that person. And we haven't done it yet, both of us. But they're not really strong subjects either.
Well, we'll come up with a couple of
nice subjects over the
subjects.
Weekend. Not a big deal.
Friday is the funnies, so that we know. That's the show Friday.
Yeah.
Inner Sight funnies on Friday. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll do the let the friendly philosopher philosophize on Volunteer Plus.
I love this Volunteer Plus, and can I claim? And let him claim something crazy.
Oh, Volunteer Plus helps everybody.
No, let him try and claim something crazy for our folly show. You know?
Well,
it could be funny.
Yeah, well, I'm going to admit, it will be funny, Volunteer Plus.
Of course. You know I'm busting you. You know that.
Uh-huh.
It's easy.
All right, Inner Sight 213-816-1650. Matt or Glad Monday and all over. Dedicated, by the way, to Joe Arion.
Yeah.
Well, we could have used Joe today. We could use him any day.
Oh yeah, but today we were having a little bit of a tough time.
Yeah. But
I was
it's
at least
just
big time, you know.
It's just
but
horrendous how all this money goes to these agencies, and when you
and
call them for help, oh, we don't do that.
You know, yeah, yep. Yeah. Then what do you do? You want to ask the next question?
Well, they tell you. No, they tell you what
yeah,
they
no.
do, but what
I
they
know,
do,
but they don't do to help.
Doesn't help the people who need it.
That's
many
right.
a time.
It's, it
know?
Feels like all these agencies are like freaking referral services. To me, that is. That's how I feel they are. You know?
Yeah, they tell you, call somebody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? What good is that?
Yeah, right.
Well, that's a mad.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And the other thing... you know, people who another mad is people who are disabled running out of money during the month.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you can lose your money any given way, or you don't get enough, first of all. Then
mm-hmm.
you can lose it. You know, the different things happen, you could lose it. You know, let's say somebody, you're on SSI.
Yeah.
Somebody gives you $1,000. They find out about it. They're going to deduct it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, horrible. People should have to live like that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're treated like garbage.
That's the truth.
That money belongs to us. We work for that money.
Oh, yeah.
In more ways than one, we work for it.
Yeah.
You know, we bust our ass for that money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the whole system has to be done over.
Yeah.
If people are going to make progress and work and get a job and pay taxes and all that. You know, the state and the federal government is stopping people from paying taxes. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. Those of us who are disabled, especially. Because there's no enforcement. You can't just go for any job and like a normal person would. You know, there's all kinds of obstacles. No enforcement.
Yeah.
If you're in a shelter, you can't just go out and find a place to live, especially if you're disabled and you know, say, hey, you know, I got the money, I want to rent this place. You can't do that.
No.
Even if you had the money, if you can't get in, how the hell can you do it?
That's right.
There's a double thing against you.
Yeah, exactly.
You could have the money and not live where you want to live when you're disabled.
That's true.
Because you can't get in. How about that one?
Yeah, very true. Very true.
And, of course, the money should be there for housing.
Yeah.
With all the money that they spend, this is a mad, with all the money that they spend on housing, all these agencies, Section 8 and all this, that budget has got to be in the trillions.
Yeah.
Of dollars. I don't know what the, you know, you could probably look that up.
Yeah.
How much money is allocated for housing in this country?
Yeah, right.
Every year, you know?
Should be a known number.
It's got to be. It's got to be billions or trillions, maybe.
Yeah.
You know? And yet, people can't find a place to live. Why? Because the money's not being used right and because of accessibility. Two big reasons.
Yeah.
You know? Two big reasons.
Yeah.
So that's a definite
mad.
Mad.
Mhm.
How do you turn it into a glad? You do what Inner Sight wants. You put the money into a debit card for the person's housing, and you get the agencies that are supposed to deal with housing and with the disabled to raise the money, let them make money on it, put the money into the card. Bring about enforcement and accessibility of all housing, and then you'll see how this country will improve.
Yeah.
It'll be easier for somebody to get a job if all jobs were accessible. So there you have it, folks. One of the goals of Inner Sight.
Definitely.
Make everything accessible. 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Hold on, let me check.
If we got a caller.
Just we were speaking to Maureen and that's it. Nobody
All
else.
Right. All right. Yeah, so I don't know. So far, I don't. Mr. Biden hasn't done anything. He's been president for what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
What has he done for us?
Nothing so far.
Nothing.
I don't know.
I mean, really, nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see if that's going to change. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
I hope so.
And he hasn't said anything, and I think he should. He hasn't said anything about what Mr. Cuomo did. I haven't. Has he made any comments about that? I haven't heard a word from him.
No.
Yeah. See, that's what I mean. He probably agrees with him.
Mm.
You know, his speculation, of course. And what is he going to say? You know, is he gonna defend what he did? That would be a hell of a mess. If the President of the United States defended what the governor did.
That would be horrible.
I would not be happy with that at all. I'm sure millions of others wouldn't.
Nah. I mean, that would be disgusting, honestly.
I think Mr. Biden should endorse our idea of Volunteers Plus.
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
And pass a mandate on the federal level that all agencies contribute, you know, are allowed to contribute to that fund.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would help us get it off the ground and put it into into a news conference.
Mm-hmm.
And let some people be part of that news conference who have loved ones in nursing homes and who have lost loved ones. I bet that woman would go to that. Janet Dean?
Yeah.
I bet she would go to something like that.
Oh, yeah. Anybody would go to that knowing that.
Well, that's what Mr. Biden ought to do.
Yeah.
You know? You know, we're not asking for any money from the federal government. We're asking them to get your friends to put the money up. You know, make it a private fund.
Yeah.
And help us protect people and to get out of the nursing homes and not protect them from going in.
Yeah.
That's what Mr. Biden should do. As the President of the United States, I think he has an obligation to do it. Hopefully, one politician will wake up and do something. But don't count on it, world. I don't.
Nah.
But Inner Sight will keep telling you like it is. I want to thank all the people who signed the petition.
Oh, yeah. Extra
the guide
people.
Dog licensing.
Yeah.
Guide dog schools are not licensed to train dogs. They're only licensed to raise money. And I want to thank Change for giving us that gift. You know, they must believe in us to do that.
Yeah, they do.
They must believe that the school should be licensed.
Yeah.
To do something like
I'd
that.
I'd say. Yeah, I'd say.
Oh, we definitely have an ally there.
Yeah, they have somebody who would, you know, they assigned somebody recently on there, it looks like, to help us out.
Yeah. But how come the agencies for the blind haven't done that?
Because they're idiots.
And the other
That's
agencies.
My conclusion, see.
You know? Where are the agencies for the blind? Why aren't they each contributing a couple hundred dollars to promote our petition?
That was like $500.
Don't they believe?
Yeah.
Don't they believe that people should have rights in connection with their safety?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say.
See, for me, that's a mad. Where the hell are the agencies for the blind?
That's right.
Not a one has put up a penny to help us license these schools. And they should.
Yeah, they definitely should.
You know, they just sit on the side like a bunch of jackasses and mutter stupid comments. That's all they do.
Mm.
What the hell good are they? Who the hell needs them? I mean, it's so crazy, you know.
Yeah.
That the people that are supposed to help you don't. The people
true.
That you wouldn't think would help you do.
That's right. That's sad.
Well,
seriously.
I want to thank change.org. I don't know who the owner of that is, but I'd like to find out and call them personally.
Oh, that'd be nice.
You know, do we know who owns Change? Is it part of Google? Or?
Oh, no, they're not, no. But I'd have to find that out.
Yeah, I'd like to contact them, just to thank them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that was, that wasn't, $500 wasn't all from Change. That was over time from everybody, you know?
Oh, yeah, but they initiated the, they put the $25 up to promote it, right?
They put $25 worth of, you know, bonus, I guess they could call.
Yeah, and didn't that generate the money?
That generated signatures today. So that
it was signatures, yes. But what about but the money donated? That's going to generate more signatures, right?
I would say, yeah.
Yeah, because they're gonna apply the money.
Right.
That's how it works. The people who donated that money probably came out of the promotion.
Correct, probably, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we thank them and we thank Change and I don't know how much more there's how much there's $500 worth of promotion there?
Between all of our users and Change, we over the years that we've had it up there, yes, it's $500.
Wow, how many people does that reach? Don't they give you with the $25,
each $25 reaches like about 600, I think, and then about a few hundred actually subscribed, I guess.
All right, so we got 500 times 25. That's
beautiful.
A lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
We're gonna reach.
Yeah.
600 people for every 25, so $100. That's 2,400 people.
Yeah.
24 times 5. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people, Frank.
That's almost 100,000 people.
Yeah,
I wonder how many signatures we're going to get out of that.
I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow morning.
Probably.
You know? Yeah.
All right,
and
it's right work. We're moving along, man.
Yeah.
See, people want the schools to be licensed. You better believe they do.
Yeah.
Had a guy come up to me on the subway, nice guy.
Yeah.
Said to me, he says, I don't believe that these schools could get away with something like that. I showed him the article about my dear friend Regina, who was denied a guide dog 15 years. I don't believe the schools could get away with it. Here's it. Give me a $100 bill.
Oh, wow. That's good.
You know?
Wow.
I mean, these are the people don't like this. They don't like this.
Yeah, of course they don't.
That somebody's
safety.
They're on life,
they don't.
Can be played around with like that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's more than safety. It's a matter of how dare you take away the ability for somebody to see better. That's like down
to
basics.
Yeah, well, that's a big part of it. You know,
yeah,
see
it
better,
sure
be more emotionally stable.
Safe.
safety.
And it is a safety issue, too. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
So keep those signatures coming, you know.
Oh, yeah.
If we get a million signatures, maybe I'll go to Washington with it.
That'd be cool.
What are you going to do, throw me out?
Yeah, right?
I'll go.
Hopefully they don't jail you.
In a nice, peaceful way. And see if I can. Mr. Biden's a dog lover. Let's see if he'll...
yeah, there you go.
If he'll say hello to my dog.
Yes, he would.
You know? I'll have my dog give him the petition.
Yeah, right.
That might make the news.
Yeah, that will. Dog wants to meet the president. That's how it should be.
That's my promise, world. If we get a million signatures, I'm going to Washington with this petition.
I'll be going with you. Tell you the truth,
no.
I would. Yeah, definitely.
Let's
I'll
see if I can
you.
Get Mr. Biden to do something about it. A million
yeah.
people. Come on, give
That'd
us that
nice.
Million.
Yeah.
Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. How much time we got?
We have 4 minutes.
10 minutes?
Four.
Oh, I didn't get a signal. All right. 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Be with us tomorrow night. Open mic. Talk about whatever you want, and you know, we will keep on our quest
mm-hmm.
to get the enforcement and the funding used in the right way, and to let people know the truth of what's going on, because everybody has a right to an equal life.
Yes, they do.
And we're all for that.
Mm-hmm.
We, the disabled, are the only ones that
they aren't
equal
treated that way
in this country.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe it, you better look again.
That's right.
Because it's true.
Yes, it is.
I said to somebody one time at the... Or she said to me, somebody at the independent living, "Oh, you're equal." I said, "I am."
Yeah.
I said, "Hand me that paper on your desk."
Yeah.
How come I can't read this if I'm equal?
What'd she say?
She didn't know what the hell to say.
Well, it's the true statement right there.
I said, "How
you
come
know?
I can't read all the, your sign and the traffic light outside and
that's right.
Everything else, you know?"
Yeah, what she said about that?
She didn't know what to say.
Mm.
What she said? All right, Inner Sight around the world, and why do I feel like we went overtime?
No, you didn't.
We didn't.
No. Not that I'm aware of right now.
No, we didn't. We got a few minutes. All right.
Yeah.
All right. 90 seconds. We'll be with you tomorrow night, open mic. Thank all our listeners. Once again, we thank change.org.
Yes.
And we will get the nursing petition ready.
Yes.
And spurts it up and do it right. Especially now, since we try to contact Miss Janet Dean. We want to have that petition
pretty
corrected.
Yep.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, our phone number. And I hope all is well out there. Don't forget, fortify yourself with the oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar, and pay attention to your immune system more than you do to the doctors, because that's what's going to save you, brother and sister.
Oh, yeah.
Inner Sight around the world. Man of Glad Monday has been the show, and we hope you join us tomorrow night.
Definitely.
Open mic. talk about whatever you want. Goodbye, world. Thanks, Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.